Once upon a time, somewhere in the most quiet place on earth, tales that never saw the light of day piled up on the oak shelf that stood gallantly by the side of a lilac painted room surrounded by the voice of a brown-haired, cream-skinned baby girl. She had just decided to become a storyteller every fortnight. And guess what? The oak shelf beamed so brightly as if to have been waiting for this opportunity. Come, join her on the tales she swore never to tell. One would think the amount of sexual intercourse I had last year would have eradicated one from this plague of miserable pain, agony, unbalanced mood, disorganized eating patterns, ridiculous urge to be impatient. Oh, from one system? But no, the universe decides to sip coffee at my expense with a relaxed demeanor. Laughing at my ridiculous efforts to rid myself of this unnecessary plague Bailey had started. She had been in our workstation all morning, taking a little stretch to the restroom and back almost every 30 minutes, and Happy already suspected it was that time of the month. The most dreaded time for all female species, well, maybe just humans. Bailey had spent a whole month at some point in her life researching if other species of females experience this bundle of joy. Yeah, sarcasm. I'm not entirely sure how that ended. I mean, there are literally no words. Every time she can't help but think of why anyone thought of this in the first place or how it came about. I think there's something related to it in the Bible. I can't really remember at this point. But you know what? She had heard weird stories of how God had deliberately put that strain on females to reduce their super strength against men so they won't overpower them. Imagine. So basically, it was God's way of preserving men and taming women. Makes no sense, right? Yeah. But it made a lot of sense to Bailey at that point when she heard it. Her need to dominate, her thirst for power. I'm not entirely sure if it's just a human thing or a firstborn thing or just a Bailey thing. For some reasons, best kept at bay for now, Bailey never truly believed in people having authority over her. It always made her feel caged. You know, all those stories that you heard growing up, especially for those of us, you know, that had the weirdest painful episodes during our menstrual cycle. Man, the ghetto. The weirdness of it all at the point almost puts Bailey on the floor from the laughter. I mean, people do have ridiculous theories. One had said, if you had sex, you'd be better off without pains. And really looked forward to when she would, well, you know, well, at least voluntarily at some point. Yeah, you guessed right. It was a wild goose chase. After all these years, after the sex she had, wow, the pain that followed her cycle that month had her crying, vomiting, stooling, you name it. It was like Mother Universe sat and said, you know what, give it your best shot, right? With that weird, ridiculous grin on her face. So the roller coaster of anger, resentment, sadness, mood swings, name it all. Then someone tried to sell her on having kids to stop the excruciating pain of the cycle. I mean, literally, like, really? Oh my God. It was at this point Billy realized they had no idea what was coming out of their mouths, making stuff up that made no sense. The weirdest of it all was them trying to sell her a cream that she could rub on her tummy, and then the entire blood flow that was supposed to come within the span of 5 to 7 days will come in one day, and that will be the end. I mean, like, what is happening? How do people come up with these things? Bailey thought. I probably should add at this point that Bailey's excruciating pain might just be, well, I don't want to exaggerate so much, but the bottom line is Bailey's pain's threshold was really, really, really low. Like, she couldn't withstand the minutest of pain. So a sharp pain on the fallopian tube could have Bailey rolling all over the place in uncontrollable tears. Also, there is this hidden secret somewhere with Bailey about how she always bottled up her lashing out at people who didn't meet her expectations to when she had her cycle. You know how there's this uncontrolled mood swings, and other people are meant to excuse you for it and understand that it's not of your own free will? Well, let's just say Bailey always used that to conveniently, well, tell people how she felt about their actions, dating far back as months ago. Weird, right? Bailey wouldn't just bring it up like that. No, come on, no. Bailey was too skilled for that kind of flop. She was skilled, sometimes too skilled, at playing emotional games. I think she learned, adapted, and evolved from all the emotional drama she had growing up. At some point, she wanted to divert into psychology. I mean, and create a career out of it. Even make it profitable. Or just her way of venting out all she had experienced on her clients. It was really a weird cycle of things with Bailey sometimes. But then, the menstrual cycle, such an unnecessary, very, very unnecessary. Who comes up with things like this and decides that, you know what, this is just meant for a particular gender? This period would have Bailey thinking, well, the male too can go through this. Like, why didn't they come up with it for them? Why does the female have to go through every single of the weirdest things that you could ever think of in the entire world? And then somebody comes up and says, oh, well, you know, female power, girl power, world power. That power sucks if it can't help her get through this pain or even eradicate it at the end of the day. Bailey was really venting at this point, and Happy just sat still, which was usually the best, because having to engage Bailey in her menstrual shenanigans, not advisable. Happy often wondered how maybe her husband would be able to cope with this, because as it seems, the body always changes. Like, she always comes up with different things. She's always in different moods. You can never really predict Bailey when she is on her cycle. She is unpredictable. Have you had herself laughing at this point? But hey, in signing out for today, menstrual cycle is a waste of time, a waste of 5 to 7 days of any woman's life in a month. We don't need it. So who comes up with it? Why do we even have so many eggs that we need to shed in the first place? What is going on?